Let's show some love to one of my site sponsors, Bloom.
This feels charged, heavy. Like we're about to open up something that can never be put away again.
Create a free account at bloomstories.com, and if you'd like a premium subscription to unlock everything, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to get up to 50% off.
There's no one around for miles here. We could do anything we want out here.
This is Monster Cock Fantasies, written by Girl on the Net and read by Girl on the Net and Stephen Carling.
Note, this is called Monster Cock Fantasies, so obviously you can expect some pretty huge dicks in the following piece, but please don't take this to mean you have to have a huge dick to be sexy. Be aware too that this fantasy involves some elements of sexual pain as well as consensual non-consent. Fantasies allow us to explore things that we would never want to do in real life, but if that doesn't sound like your thing, there are plenty of other tracks to choose from.
Sometimes he has monster cock fantasies, ones he doesn't want to tell her. Late at night, when it's dark, he places one hand on her delicate body as she sleeps beside him, and with the other, he grips his dick tight. He imagines it swelling and stretching, long, thick, fat, gargantuan, far too big to fit inside her, so fat that it hurts them both for him to try and slide it in. He beats his cock hard as she sleeps and pictures it, her squirming cunt impaled on his monstrous dick. He's ashamed to say it out loud when they talk, but in the dead of night, he imagines a dick so huge that it actually hurts when he fucks her. When he comes, it's the visions of him slamming his huge dick home and her begging him not to split her cunt apart.
She isn't frightened that he dreams of monster cock. The opposite. When she wakes to the sound of him slapping and rubbing and grunting, digging his fingers tight into the ache of his own erection, her cunt throbs with a desperate, wicked need to know what he sees in his head.
The fact he doesn't want to tell her makes her all the more keen to hear detail. So with one hand firmly on her own crotch, two fingers rubbing at the top of the wet slit where her clit lies, she asks him,
Tell me what you're fantasizing about. Tell me what the pictures look like, the ones that make you feel ashamed and wrong and broken. Tell me the wishes that you don't want to come true. What happens? What happens to my writhing, eager body at the exact moment your dick starts to pump cum?
I dream of having a cock so large that you cannot even choke on it.
Yes. Tell me more.
You stretch your lips around the head and feel the strain splitting at the sides of your mouth. It's so swollen that you can't get it all the way in, yet you choke and gag on it anyway. You work the head with your tongue and the shaft with both your hands, neither one of which can get a solid grip. You drool and spit and slide your fingers up and down the thick, taut length of it, but despite your best efforts, you will never fully fit it in your throat.
Go on. You're holding back. You don't need to be ashamed with me. Tell me more about how huge your dick is.
It's not just huge. It's heavy. The sound it makes when I use it to slap your face is like action movie punches. Meaty, hefty, intimidating. You look up at it, at me, with wide eyes and trembling nerves. You let your jaw drop till your mouth is at full stretch, and I use my prick to slap your tongue, urging you to open wider so I can try and fuck your throat. I jam it into your mouth and hold for 3 seconds, maybe only two, before you gag. I allow you one deep breath before I plunge it in again.
No, not plunge. Stuff.
Yeah, stuff. I stuff my monster cock into your gaping mouth as the fat head slams against the back of your throat. I feel your gullet clench with the start of the next retch. I look down and see your body convulse with the effort of trying to swallow even this one tiny portion of the fattest cock you've ever had.
And then you're warming up. No shame, remember. There's no shame in imagining.
When I tell you I will fuck you, you look scared. I know you aren't actually scared, of course.
No shame.
Okay. You are scared.
Yes.
You want it, but you're frightened, so you beg me to be gentle. Don't hurt me, you whimper with your spit-shining mouth, and I grin, and I flip you over till your face is buried in the carpet. Your cunt is wet and slick, and I want to say it's ready, but you could never really make yourself ready for this. It's too big for you, too big for anyone. My huge, fat, long, hard dick.
Yes.
I pause for a second, with the head shoved tight against the wet hole of your cunt, marvelling at how small your body looks the moment before I spear you with it. I grip the base of my dick with one hand and test your resistance, crushing the head against you hard, but not yet forcefully enough to slide it in.
I whimper.
Yeah, you whimper. You're greedy for my dick and at the same time frightened of it. It feels like it's growing even bigger, swelling and filling out further in my hand. I'd better cram it into you before it grows too big, before it grows in size enough to break you. I fuck you. Hard. The effort of thrusting my monster cock inside you pushes you further away, so I grip your hips and yank you back, anchoring you solidly in place while the fat meat of my dick all but splits you apart. You squirm and wriggle, impaled there helplessly, feeling the taut stretch through every single inch of your cunt.
It hurts.
Oh, yes, it hurts.
And I like it.
Yes, you do. You like it. And you're also scared. You want it to stop and you need it to continue. I slam in and out, packing your cunt full of dick, making you gasp and squeal and convulse each time the fat head slams home. You can feel it. Not just deep in the pit of your stomach and right to the edges of where your cunt is stretched widest, but far away in the back of your mind where you remember how it feels to have me hurt you with my cock. And the shame that it triggers when you remember how much you love it. You beg me for more. And that makes my dick swell, hulk-like, massive, monstrous, and still growing. Right up inside you, the head fills with even more blood until it throbs and pulses at twice the size it was when we started to fuck. You gasp and go limp, and I feel a flash of frustration. Don't faint now. Don't stop now. Don't make me end without coming. But I'm strong enough to hold you there. Even as your limbs give way, I hold your hips with my hands, also big, huge, and secure your weak, trembling body at exactly the right height to take the brutal pounding from my monster cock.
Do I squeal? I feel like I want to squeal. And squeak and whimper and beg, please, in a voice that means yes, but also sounds a little bit like no.
You can squeal and whimper and squeak, make whatever noises you like while I keep ramming it in, each stroke jamming harder inside your cunt, pushing those plaintive sounds from your mouth one after the other, one squeak for each stroke. I'm gorging myself on the way your cunt feels, and in turn, you pig out on my cock.
Tell me more.
The only feeling better than my dick swelling inside you is the feeling of my cum thudding right from base to tip. You can feel it too. The jerky throbs of each squirt as I pump out huge loads of spunk. Proportionate to my massive cock, the volume of my cum's huge too. Inhuman, monstrous. I grip the flesh of your hips tightly, holding you as far back onto my dick as I can, making sure that every single drop is disgorged far, far inside you. You twitch and spasm as each spurt erupts from the head of my prick, and long, long after you think that I'm spent, it keeps coming.
And coming.
Great jets of it pumping one after the other inside your cunt as you writhe and moan and beg me. Yes, please, please, please give me all your cum.
Please do give me all of your cum. I want to feel it squirting right into the back of my cunt, filling me up and drowning me and pumping so deep into my stomach I can almost taste it in the back of my throat.
When I'm done and spent, and I'm finished with your trembling body, I pull my monster cock out and cum pours forth, gushing from your well-fucked cunt and pouring down the quivering flesh of your thighs.
And then?
I make you clean me. Diligently, neatly, reverently. I make you clean every drop of cum and spit and cum and quim and cum and blood.
From your monster cock.
With your eager tongue.
If you liked this, find more Depraved Filth at girlonthenet.com/audioporn or support me on Patreon to help me make more. patreon.com/girlonthenet.